And then it is also addressed as Ratnadhatamam. Ratnadha. Dha means the holder.
Ratna means delight.
Or of the delights. See, if Agni is sufficiently kindled, then the jar is baked properly. Because of Agni, the fire
purifies the jar, our entire being, thoroughly. As a result of that, we become ready to receive the greatest delight. So this is the second principle which is in the Veda. The first is Dhi, second is Agni. Now, when you begin to develop with Agni and with your intelligence, then a certain movement arises by which you are allowed entry into the superconscious. And this entry is heralded by Ushas, by the dawn. A new consciousness begins to dawn upon you. Multicolored manifestation of the coming light begins to dawn on you. It's a delightful experience of the dawn, a promise of what is to come. And then there is the thunder and the rain. Brought out by Maruts. Maruts are the winds which are forces of thought. When your intelligence has already tried to concentrate upon Savitri, then various forces of thought, they also begin to mount, and there is lightning and thunder and the rains which are brought by Maruts. As a result of which you feel a new atmosphere growing into you which prepares you for a higher development. Now this itself takes a lot of time. Although we can speak of it rapidly, but it takes a lot of time to develop all this, even this. That is why a lot of space is given to Agni and a lot of space is given to the various kinds of calls to various forces. Vayu also is invited, our vital desires, vital impulses, our nervous consciousness. But then at a certain time of development, a major experience bursts upon you. Just as you start moving upwards, there is also the experience as if the light of Savitri also begins to descend in you. It's always there, but because of the layers of darkness around you, you are not experiencing the coming of the light. But now, because of thunder and the lightning and rains of various kinds, the ushas coming in, you begin to have a clarity between you and the superconscious. As a result, a new light begins to dawn and come out. This luminous movement is the movement of Indra. If you read Indra in the Veda, you will find that wherever Indra comes, there is this announcement of the coming of light, coming from above. Wherever Agni is given, it is a call from below. But Indra is a light coming from above. In answer to Agni, Indra comes down. Now there is a great wealth of information and knowledge about Indra. In fact, large number of mantras are attributed, are addressed to Indra in the Vedas, in the Rig Veda. But we are not on that subject now, so I am just rapidly passing on to a very important legend of the Veda, which is called the legend of the Angirasa. Through this legend, the Veda wants to give us a description as to how we, ordinary human beings, can change our nature, can be transformed, and can attain to the Supreme Light. The legend is very simple. There are seven great rishis called Angirasa rishis. They are.
Seven have some connotation like the seven rivers or seven rishis.
Word seven has a very special meaning in the Veda. Because according to the Veda, the Supreme Reality manifests sevenfold. It manifests as Sat, as Chit, Ananda, as Truth, as Mind, as Life, as Matter. These are seven. So, there is a sevenfold principle of being according to the Veda. Being is one, but it manifests in sevenfold manner. That's why the word seven is very important in the Vedic numerology. It is even said the seven is the number of realization. Because when you cover all the seven points, then really you are real, you come to a realization. So there are seven rishis. You might say each one represents one of these seven fold being. These rishis are in search of the cows which they have lost. It's a legend. They have cows which are lost, and they are in search of the cows which they are lost. They don't know where they have gone, where they have disappeared. And they are very precious. So they are in search. And they do tapasya in search of these cows. And tapasya consists of sacrifice. And sacrifice is a very important instrument in the search which is given the Veda. All tapasya, according to Veda, should take the form of sacrifice. When you give up all that you think is yours, then that is a sacrifice. offer all that you are, all that you have in the intensity of your search, when the sacrifice reaches its acme, and there is a rhythm of the sacrifice, again Ritvija, there is a season, there are 9 periods of sacrifice and there is a 10th period of sacrifice. If you do 9 periods of sacrifice, then you almost reach the point where you can discover, but you don't discover. You reach the point of discovery. But when you come to the 10th, when you transform yourself from Navagvas to Dashagvas, then an important event takes place. Indra descends. You find Indra coming down. And Indra, as I told you, is a part of the superconscious coming down. He is the lord of a world of light, not of Savitri, but world of light, which is descending from the Supreme Savitri. That world of light is called in the Vedas Swaha. That is why in the Gayatri Mantra we say Bhur Bhuvaha Swaha. That Swaha is the kingdom of Indra.
Without Agni it's not possible.
No, that is very important condition of the Vedic search. Agni is a very important, first Agni. Aspiration is the first condition. Descent is therefore the answer. There is a beautiful sentence in Sri Aurobindo's book called The Mother, where he says, aspiration from below and grace from above, the junction of these two is the point of realization. When you aspire from below and the grace comes from above, when the two meet together, that's the point of realization. So this is the Vedic principle. Agni then comes from above, the movement of Indra. Then Indra comes to help you to find out your lost cows. 7 rishis are now being helped by Indra himself. He comes down. Now in this search, Sarama is a figure, kind of a dog, goes forward. In the story, a dog goes forward ahead of Indra, runs faster, and finds out where the lost cows have been captured and kept. Sarama goes to that place and has a parley, has a kind of a discussion with those who had taken the cows and captured them in the dark. Then she discovers that these are Panis, they are called Panis in the Veda, the traffickers. They are the dwellers of darkness. We were told, do not go to darkness first. At this is the level now you can enter into the field of the unconscious. When you have got all this preparation, then you can safely enter into the field of darkness. So Sarama goes first, and then has a discussion with the Panis. Now Panis first of all tempt Sarama and says, you become our ambassador. You come as their ambassador, but you come as our ambassador and don't reveal out our secrets. We shall give you all that you want here. You remain here with us. And then Sarama says, no, I won't remain with you. I'll go back and report to Indra. So Sarama goes back to Indra. And then, of course, Indra comes forward, then breaks all the dark hills under which the cows have been all kept hidden. And when the hill is broken, all darkness is shattered and the cows are recovered. And the rishis become again the possessors of the cows. This is the legend. But he describes in a legendary form the entire process of the way by which our nature can be changed. The cows stand for light. All of us are original possessors of light. Because all of us are, according to the Veda, Amritasya Putraha. We are children of immortality. All of us. So therefore we are all born in light. Our original home is light. So we have so many luminous forms and luminous possessions. Each luminous form is a cow, according to the Veda. The word cow in Sanskrit is go. And go has a double meaning in the Sanskrit itself. Go means cow and go also means light. Therefore you may say that seven cows are lost or seven lights have been lost. It's the same thing. So when it is said the cows have been lost, it means light has been lost. Satyam charitam, you are living in satya and the right, truth and the right. But suddenly something happened, tato ratra jayata, and suddenly night happened, night occurred. The darkness came about. And then it was not only enough, tato samudra olnava, and then came a complete darkness. So that is why all your cows were lost into the darkness. They were captured by Panis and kept hidden in the dark cave. Now we are in search of those lost cows. We are all human beings. Whether we like it or not, we are all in search. We may not know what we are looking for, but we are all in search. Everybody is in search. Gradually we come to realize that we are really in search of something that will really give us an inner satisfaction. First we try outer satisfactions. But the point comes when you really feel that we want inner satisfaction. And then we ask ourselves, by what shall we be satisfied inwardly? And then we find that we can be satisfied only when we discover ourselves, our own lights, our own cows. We have lost our cows, and we want to recover our own cows. Therefore, we then begin to have search for it.